Happy Sabbath to you all. I am happy to be here once again. And I praise God for His mercies. This week has not been the best ones for me, but I thank God that I'm here. And I must thank my brother Glenn, because I had a chat with him about disappointment. I was saying, I've got to let the pastor know that I won't be able to make it. But he said to me, brother, go to Yarmouth Church. They are waiting for you. There is a message that the Lord has given you for them. And I hope that this message is for Yarmouth Church. And I hope that the Lord will bless me as I speak to you this afternoon. Now, I remember that the last time I was here, I did mention something about prayer. Anybody remember? And I promised that I would leave a number. Human being, I forgot to leave that number. And that's the first thing I thought I would do this morning. All right? What it is there is a prayer line that's run by the South England Conference. And it runs every morning between 6 and 7. It's a phone-in prayer line. So you dial a number, and then they'll prompt you to put in a PIN. They'll ask you, are you the administrator or something like that? But don't worry about anything. Just key in the PIN when prompted, and then you'll say, announce yourself. I would suggest that you give yourself at least 5 seconds after keying in your PIN to hear if the others are already in progress, because there's no point announcing your name when the others are already praying. So it's not important for you to announce your name. The number to call, if you have pens ready, I've also given it to your elder, so if you miss it here, you can always get it from him, is 0330-998-1259. I'll repeat, 0330-998-1259. The PIN that you need to put in after that is 355-114-#. The hash key at the end, 355-114-#. Once you do that, you'll be connected live on the telephone with other praying warriors around the country. I don't know where they are from. I cannot tell you where those people are from, but there are a lot of people on there that will be praying for different things. And you know, we need prayer. If ever there is a time that God's people need to be praying, it is now. So I hope that we can benefit from that. It happens every morning, by the way, between 6 and 7, the hours of 6 and 7. So, right, that's that. I have now cleared my mind on that one. Apologies for having stayed this long without giving you that number, because I'd gone without giving it to you. Now, I bring you greetings. I think this is giving me a bit of feedback. I've got one already here. Yes. Is it? Okay, so this is a very powerful microphone then. I bring you greetings from Norwich Church, where I am from. And I want to thank your pastor for offering me the opportunity to come and be blessed. Because in preaching, I think those who preach, you preach to yourself before you preach to others. So the sermon I am preaching here today is the sermon that has talked to me in a lot of ways, and I want to share this with you. I want to thank my very good friend, Glenn, for having encouraged me to come. My wife is unwell. She went to Manchester last weekend. The sister had to take her there to try and help her with health problems. She kind of is challenged each time the weather changes. So, yes, it is that time of the year when she's going through a difficult time in breathing, her chest is infected and all that. And I am going to Manchester this afternoon after this. So that's why I thought I was not going to come here, but just go straight there. But I thank Glenn for having encouraged me to come, and also for having come to play. Last time I was here, I think we were using, there was a lady, a young girl that played, yes. So, yes, thank you very much. I see there is also my good old friend, Hans. It's nice to see you, sir. It's been a while, but we praise God. This is the place to be, and in this place, we will be blessed. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from the book of John. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. In my Bible, which is the King James Version, the scripture is written in red. The readings are written in red, which means that there are words that are coming straight from the mouth of the Creator of Jesus himself. He says here, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that you have given us. A time when we can come before your throne of grace and pause and hear you speak to us through your word. I want to invite you, Lord, at this time to take over all that I think I can do, so that you can do this through me. I pray for your people who are gathered here this morning. They want a message from you. May you fulfill your promise as you have always done in the past. Thank you for everyone who is here, Lord. Bless them and bless us. Prepare us for your soon coming. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, this message is a message of hope. Before I speak about it, I want to ask you a question. Which one promise has not been fulfilled? The title of my sermon is The Final Promise. So, which one promise would you say has not been fulfilled? I'm assuming that we all know that all the other promises have been fulfilled. Which one is outstanding?
I will come again.
Amen. Hey, that's the only one. One out of all of them. And that's the reason why we are gathered here this morning. It's because of that one promise. He says, "As you wait for me, do not let your hearts be troubled." What does that mean? When we live in a world that is the way it is. Hey, can you not see what's going on in the world today? Can you not see? You don't need glasses like me to see. It's there for us to see. This world is a challenge. But praise be to God, because he assures us. He is a truthful God. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not worry. Don't stress over this world. No anxieties." You know, when you look into your life, I saw myself there worrying about my wife, thinking, "No, I'm not going to do this. I have to go there and be with her." But when I read that, it spoke to me. What can you do to somebody who is lying there unwell? It's only God who can treat, who can bring healing where healing is required. I was comforted by this message. His only promise was correctly said, is that he will come again. He has a track record of keeping all his promises. This morning we were talking about the deliverance of the children of Israel. It was spoken to Abraham way back, and he went to call Moses to do that because he is a God who honors his promises. Right? So he is definitely coming. I can assure you that. He is definitely coming, and he is on time. Yes, he is on time. So, what's awaiting us is a journey. A journey to God's beautiful city. I've been watching you singing here, and I could see some smiles. I don't know whether you were smiling because you understood the message in the song or something else was happening, but I know that this journey is a happy journey for you and for me if we make it to the day when Christ comes. Yes? So, traveling needs a lot of things. We are talking about traveling to heaven here. But perhaps if we bring this closer to home, we want to look at the way we plan our travels here on earth. Anybody traveled? Yeah? You acquainted with what goes on with travel? Yeah, I know. But you know what? I want us to listen to my good friend, who is a seasoned traveler. He has traveled several places and several times in different situations. I would like him to tell us the things that he looks at when he's planning a journey. And we can then contrast that with the journey that awaits us and see how far we have gone in our own spiritual preparation for the journey. Glenn? Yeah?
First thing we need to...
Come to this microphone, please. If you don't mind. Oh, do I give it to him? Is that all right? Yeah. All right. We want to hear. Okay. Is it on? It is on. There we go.
The first thing we need to know is a reason where we're going and why we're going. So what's the reason? Are we going to see someone? Do we have to meet other people? Are we going to see several people? Are we going to help people? Whatever the situation, we must have a reason for going on that travel journey.
That's the point. I would like us to make notes of what Glenn is saying here. There's a reason for going on a journey. Do we have a reason for being here today? I need to talk to you now.
Yeah.
Do we have a reason for being here this morning?
Yes.
Very good. Carry on.
That will take us then. We have a destination. And when we have that destination, then we have to now get there. So I'm not very clever on the computers and the laptops and everything like that. I can just about manage a smartphone. But when it comes to organizing that travel situation, I have to go to a travel agency.
Mm.
So that travel agent is going to give me the flight times, the date, the time, and so I'll also be able to get transfers, which means that I can go from my point of home. I don't have to struggle with my cases to the airport, and when I get the other end, I don't have to struggle from the airport to the hotel, which I don't know where that is at the moment, or where I'm staying, I don't know. So I just rely on somebody else working that out for me. So right from the point that I leave the home, my home, to the point to where I want to get, I have to rely on the travel agent.
Mm.
And then, of course, once I've been there, I have travel documents. And so from those travel documents, I then check those to see that they are correct. And then I have to check other things like passport and to see that insurance too, is that fully up to date? Because if these things are not up to date, then I'm not going to go on that journey. And then ultimately, as time moves on, I will get a boarding pass. That is my key to getting in and through the airport without a lot of fuss. Right, so as the time gets closer still, then packing. Packing everything that I need. And that may seem easy, but depending on the time you're going to be away, you have to think about the conditions that you're going into, the climate changes, different things that you're going to or likely to experience. So you certainly have to make sure that you put things in. What about suntan lotion, whatever it is? That's something that we don't think of much here, but possibly that may be help over there, wherever we go. Medication, nutrition, all these things are important when we pack. And then, of course, the packing is done, and lo and behold, the transfer vehicle is there waiting for us, and we then taken to the airport. We check in to the airport. That's an important thing, and then we have to follow the procedures.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. I think if you need help with your holidays in future, you know who to talk to. He's a very thorough man. He's a very thorough man in the way he does his journeys. But interesting, in what he was saying, he did not mention the issue of money. Is this happening free, Mr. Jones?
Oh, right. Yeah. It's not happening free, no.
Ah.
That is an important point. Yeah.
That's right. I like that. You left it deliberately so I can tell you that there is nothing for free in this world. You know what? We are waiting to go on a similar journey. We are going traveling. But listen to the details that he brought out regarding travel. The Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go, I will come back and take you so that you will be with me where I am. Now, Glenn was planning, depending, relying on other people whose certainty is questionable, because we don't know if that booking is going to be honored on the day. We don't know whether that flight is going to come on that day. We don't know whether that return flight will be there. There is a lot of uncertainty in the things that we do on our own. Yet when we look at God and the way that he has planned his ways, there is certainty. He said, do not worry. I will come and sort it out for you. I go to prepare a place for you. Hey, are we going to pay for this? This is all free of charge. What a mighty God we are gathered here to serve. Hey, is it not amazing that we have a God who is true to his word? We are marching to Zion. That city of God is free for you and for me. Everything in it. Everything. Even the streets of gold. We just step on them freely. There is no charge. Whereas when you look at the world today, we get troubles from airlines being full when we want to travel. You can't book when a flight is full. Those are the downfalls of the journey on earth. So I'm saying, we are better placed. We are dealing with less stressful situations because God is in control. Not very long ago, we all know, we heard about it. What happened to the travelers who were using Thomas Cook Airlines? They made exactly the same plans, as thorough as they might have been, but something went wrong. All I'm trying to say to you this morning is, let us put our trust in the Lord. Do not trust man. Do not trust whatever is happening in this world, because one day it will fall. It will perish. The word of God tells us that it is only his word that will stay forever. Yeah? We look back. We see that the legends of faith also longed for a city to come. In Hebrews chapter 11, 16, they give testimony. He says here, instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. When God prepares, friends, it is thorough. There are no mistakes when God prepares. Today, in our presence, in this country, we have an influx of immigrants. Why? Because they are looking for a better country. But I tell you what, this country is struggling. Am I right? Yes. This country has its own problems, but those that are outside think this is beauty, this is heaven. But let me tell you something. We have a message for immigrants. There is a better country where everything is free, where everything is guaranteed, whereas here there is no guarantee that things are going to remain smooth, and this will, you know, depend on what's going on economically. Right now, there is this bit about the Brexit. Who knows what tomorrow holds? There is a lot of uncertainty in this world. And we are saying, let's put our trust in God. Let's hold on to this promise. Let's not worry, because our God is in control. Our God knows it all. He does not want us to pay anything. He does not want you to purchase a passport. He does not want you to bring a boarding pass. He wants you to know his will as you wait for him. All right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Comprehensive promise. The same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. What else can we expect from God? Have you got a need outside all your needs? I don't know. When the Bible says, the Lord will supply all your needs. Could there be something else outside that you might have that would make you or distract you from this time, which I believe is a glorious time for us, the coming of Jesus, the fulfillment of this last promise? What kind of a need is it that you have that is stopping you from focusing on this special event? Airlines have challenges, by the way. Plenty of them. Yeah? Some cannot fly because their employees are on strike, because they need more money. Yeah? They can't deal with what's going on, so they strike and they disrupt everything. And yet for you and me, we are guaranteed because our way is in Christ Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever wants to come to the Father will come through me. We have guarantees all around us. The Lord has sorted it for us. Friends, we need to take this opportunity. The very last moments are here for us to make sure we are there, we are waiting. Are you packing bags for this journey? Are you packing bags for this journey? Is it how long? Is this why we are taking so long to be ready? You're not going to any airport. He is coming. Here, the airport is this universe as you see it. And there is only one plane. So please don't miss it. The ordinary planes, I don't know, travelers, Mr. Jones and Hans, have you ever been disappointed? Ah, look at it. Yeah? There you go. You know what? This place is not reliable. Planes are canceled. You miss your connecting flights because of delays. All sorts of things that cause the worry that we are talking about with the Lord is saying, do not worry. My travel is going to be straightforward. I will come and I will take you. What we need to do is to be ready for that coming. Yeah? We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And there are certain things that we need to know before that. One of them is sometimes we take a lot of time to pack bags. I've been to that man when he's going on a holiday. Sorry to say, Glenn, but I need to share this. I've been to your house. I'm now talking about your house. You know, when you go in there, he's got his things spread out. You know, one there, he is checking, maybe ticking a box to say, this is in, that's in, that's in, that's in. And that takes a hell lot of time. There's a time when I wanted to do something with him and he says, no, George, I can't see you today. I'm doing my packing. So I am aware that packing takes a lot of time. But for us who are on this journey, hear this. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. That will help us alleviate the burden of packing. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So don't waste time packing bags. We don't need them. All we need is our clean hearts and a willingness to do God's will. All right? The airline will check in your baggage because they want you to carry your stuff and you look after yourself. They never give you anything for free. Even the food you eat on the plane is not free. You pay for it. There's nothing for free. They'll do nothing for you for free. But my God is promising you on his journey that he will cater for you. He will make sure that everything is done for you. Revelation 21:27 says, this is the only luggage that we can carry. But there shall be no means enter in it anything that defileth or causeth abomination or lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb, in the Lamb's book. Okay. So that reminds me, when you're booking, you put your name forward, and the airline will know that there's a name here for you and who is traveling. And I see a similarity here. This travel is not just going to be a travel without knowing who is who. Nothing will enter therein. Did you hear that? Unless if the name is written where? In the Lamb's book. Ah. Did we know this? Did we know that? It is important to have our names written in the book of life. Why? Because the things that God has prepared for us, no eye has seen, no mind has imagined. This is something extraordinary. If you have seen palaces on this world or houses that are owned by those that have got the resources, that is nothing compared to what God has prepared for us. And he wants to know who those people are. One day, I long to be there when the roll is called up yonder. It's the roll of those who would have traveled from this earth to the city above. Is it your desire to be there when the roll is called up yonder? Then get your house in order. This is the time that we need. We need to put things right with God. We need to forget about worry. We need to focus on Him and Him alone. Your boarding pass is the rebirth experience. God wants you to be reborn and then enter the kingdom. You don't need a passport. You don't need a boarding pass. Be born again. And He says, to those that are born again, yes, they have the right to enter into the kingdom of God. When the roll is called up yonder, are you going to be there? If not, what is stopping you from being there? When the Lord has provided everything possible for our journey, He has given us enough warning. We can see people running to and fro, looking for better countries, better places to be. We have a message for them. Why are we not sharing with them? Come, let's go to this free arrangement that our God has made for us. We are going to be transported into the most amazing space. We are going to go with our God, and we'll be there forever where there is peace and stability. Don't miss this flight. There's only one flight to heaven. It is my prayer this morning that we will take heed and say no to ungodliness as we wait for the coming of the Lord. Titus chapter 2, 11 to 15 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright lives, godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good." My friends, this is true that in a little while we are going home. Are you not tired of this world? Are you not tired of seeing what you see today, hearing what you hear today, promises that are broken day in, day out? The Lord is inviting us to make a decision for Him. There are no problems that we'll encounter if we put our trust in God. It is my prayer, and I'm sure it's your desire, that when the roll is called up yonder, you will be there. God bless you.
I did say. never said that friends would never turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say like me, that you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did say I'll dry every tear you cry.